I've got 4 o'clock. Let's call the meeting to order. I've asked Margaret Carter to give the invocation and pledge. Please join me.
Still stand, please. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts. We thank you, Father, for all of our blessings. We ask that you, Father, forgive us of our sins and where we have failed you each day. We lift up each person in this room and on Zoom and ask you to bless and guide them and protect them, Father, as only you can. Bless this meeting in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Normal practice. Veterans, please stand. Thank y'all for your service. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Present.
Cates.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Houston.
Here.
Kendricks. Kendricks. I saw him on there.
Oh, I saw him up there.
Yeah, I did earlier. Do what? Lahosky.
Present.
Knight.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Roland.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
I come back to Kendrick.
Kendricks.
That's him on the bottom left.
Yep.
This is him?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Is he on mute?
Well, yes, I'm muted, so.
Oh.
Okay. Moving on.
Kendrick, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Just
okay. For some reason, it auto muted my phone. I had to hit a couple buttons.
That's quite all right. That happens quite often. Item 5 on the agenda is approval of the journal. What is your pleasure? It's under tab 1.
Make a motion that we approve the journal as presented.
Second. Motion been made and seconded for approval of the journal as presented. Floor is open for any discussion anyone might have on the journal or the minutes. Last minute. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approval of the journal. Signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Now, items number 6 on your is our officer's report. I'll start with the treasurer, Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, Judge. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope.
You should have been sent a revised treasurer's report here in the last 2 hours. And those that are in attendance, you should see the revised in your book. Summary of statements of going forward, January 1st to November 30th. County General fund $1,003,088,277.33. County Road fund $2,004,594,064.48. County Road sales tax fund $3,402. $1,506,414.47. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,733,487.35. Criminal Justice Fund 3407, $1,291,263.28. If you flip with me to page 2, little bit harder to read because our colors are matching here. But as you can see, we are just a little bit north of where we were at this time last year, which is a good thing. We're going to project out almost identical to what we revenued last year in County General. Turn with you to page 3. Sales tax revenue for November, $874,679.22. That's 6.26% better than November of 19. And as the year runs, we are 7.82% better than 19 here today. Click with me to the next page. Should be your chart. And you can see that we've got a little bit of turn down in the 3-month moving average, which was expected as hot as we've been here lately. But the 1-year moving average is still continues to pulse up, and we're still looking good there. And then finally, you can see we're at 96% of our projected. Our projected is 9.8 million. We're nearly at 9.4. As we talked about previous month, we are going to beat projection and probably, most definitely, be above the $10 million mark in sales tax. Are there any questions about those reports?
Anybody have a question of the treasurer?
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Scott. All right. Margaret, how about your reports in here? Do you have anything to add?
No, Your Honor. It's in the book, and if anybody has any questions, they can just let me know.
Thank you. Sheriff, do you have a report?
Yeah, Judge, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. For the month of November, just our 2020 stats, the reports that I have right now, the average headcount for Unit 1 was 112. For Unit 1, that's our maximum security facility. Over at Unit 2, our minimum security facility is 113. In females, we have an average of about 64 for November. Average ADC inmates housed was 101. Those are the ones that are waiting to go to ADC. And we're working diligently with them to get that number down, but we can only do what they do. Total number of patrol, the total numbers of calls to dispatch, 2,585. Total numbers of calls to our Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, 1,931. Number of violent crimes or domestic crimes, we had 69. Number of thefts and criminal mischief, 65. Animal calls, we had 76. Animal citations, we wrote 5. Animal warnings, no warnings. It was all citations that we wrote. Our Criminal Investigation Division opened 85 cases, and they closed 16 cases. Actual number of investigators is 9. We've lost 2. We typically have 11 there. I don't report that, but we've had 2 of our criminal investigators to go to other positions further in their career. Number of vacant positions over there is 2. Transport, we had a total of 75 trips. That was 4,262 miles traveled in those trips for a cost of $4,138.67. And Judge, that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Any questions of the sheriff at this time?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Did I understand you said we had 2 that moved on to further their career?
We had 2 that went to other who left our department to go to work elsewhere.
Did they go to other counties in the same field?
In our criminal investigation, They did. They still went into the law enforcement community, but outside of our department.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime.
Anybody else have a question for the sheriff?
Sheriff, this is Justice Barrett. How many sworn deputy positions do you have open right now?
Angie, are you on here to confirm that the sworn deputies' positions? I think we've got all of our patrol positions filled, if I'm not mistaken. I think we had a commander's meeting this morning. I believe that's what was said. We have moved up from our patrol to fill those two slots into the criminal investigation division. And of course, there's training and all that's about. Angie, if you're on here and if there's a, if that's accurate, please correct me.
Sheriff, yes. We are full on patrol positions at this time. And the one CID position, we are in the process of doing interviews for right now, but it will be filled very soon.
Justice Thank Barrett, you. Did that answer your question, sir?
It did. Thank you, sir.
More than welcome.
Any other questions for the sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff Ross.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, standing committee reports. We'll start with courts and public safety.
Your Honor, courts and public safety did not meet this month as a courtesy to the Budget Finance Committee and their hectic schedule. But I do want to report that I was able to facilitate, working with the sheriff, a meeting and tour with the new JPLX to tour the Unit 1 and Unit 2. And Justice Boyer, a member of the Courts of Public Safety, this last weekend facilitated a tour with you and Counselor Murphy with the new JPs to tour the courthouse and, I believe, some of the other grounds.
Thank you. The Personnel Committee, Justice Good.
Your Honor, we did not make anything.
All right, thank you. Justice Knight, Infrastructure Committee.
Yes, Your Honor, we did not meet this month, but we do have an outstanding item that is still on our agenda. I'll probably take that up next year. That's the jail construction. And just an update on that, Councilor Murphy has sent out an update that you had some concerns with the financial cost to it and that you were going to meet with Sheriff Rawls this month and be able to report back to us. Have you and Sheriff Rawls been able to meet and work through those items at this point?
Sheriff and I met this morning and we laid out an agenda of how to move forward. And all the biggest stumbling block right now that's facing me is how are we going to pay for it? And all, but we've got some ideas that he's working with, and but it's going to have to be paid for what we go forward. And that's why I didn't want to be like that squirrel running out that limb, jump to that other tree and not quite make it. But I'm to the point right now that operating cost, he's this morning if we can go forward with the new pods. At least two of them. We could use the personnel that's manning this jail here on the Courthouse Square. They would be used to operate the new facility. And that's right at where we're at right now, Justice Knight.
Thank you, Your Honor. I look forward to working with
Any suggestions anybody would have how we're going to pay for it, we need those suggestions and that discussion to be had. How to pay for what we're starting to commit for.
Thank you.
Finance Committee.
Yes, Judge, the Budget Committee has been busy. The members of the committee have been busy along with the other JPs who participated in the budget hearings. We have three ordinances for the court to consider tonight.
Okay. Any special reports at this time? Old business at this time? We're down to new business. Please turn with me to tab 3 in your folder. Ordinance 20-29. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that ordinance 20-29 be on the table for the court's consideration and to be read by the title only.
Second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded by Justice Higgins. And all counselor, would you read the ordinance?
Ordinance 20-29, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 19-48, dated December 17, 2019.
Thank you. Floor is now open for discussion on Ordinance 20-29. Floor is open for discussion. I don't hear any discussion at all. In that case, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Boyer.
Yes.
Barrett. I'm sorry, I got on my order.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Good. Higgins.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Proposed ordinance 20-29 does pass. Turn with me to tab 4. Proposed ordinance 20-30, establishing subfund 1005. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that ordinance 2020-30 be on the table for the court's consideration and read by title only.
Second. Motion been made and seconded for ordinance 2020-30 to be read by title only. Counselor?
Faulkner County, ordinance number 2020-30. Be ordained by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to establish a sub-fund of County General to be called the Coronavirus Relief Fund and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read. Floor is now open for any discussion on Ordinance 20-30.
So, Your Honor, what is the overall purpose of this fund?
We have a yes, Scott. Please go right ahead.
Justice Higgins, this fund was set up through legislative audit, and essentially it says that all. And I'm going to let somebody else that knows more about this than I do jump in and bump over me if they want to. But essentially, all the CARES Act money that we're going to get is going to go into this fund. And the way I understand it, it is not tied to any department or fund in which it was spent out of, but it all goes into this fund, and it's going to be up to the court to decide where that money goes. But right. This is this ordinance here was sent down from a higher being. We just made it to match Faulkner County, but all counties are creating this fund through ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Sampson.
Scott, follow up on that a little bit. It will be considered county general money.
Absolutely. Okay, it is 100% county general money. It has no restrictions to it that I know of. And the money that comes in, which I think that I got a phone call yesterday that we've been approved and we're just waiting on the money to come in at this point, it's going to be county general money, and it's going to be that's just more decisions the court gets to make. You know, I know y'all love that, but it is not designated, as far as I can tell, for any one department or fund. It's all county general money. It's just like if it was coming in tax money, essentially.
How much are we talking about, Scott?
I'm expecting $1.2 million. That's what I've heard. Now, that's all hearsay. I'm not running this show. It's hearsay. So if Tom is there, he might can fill us in better.
I think Tom's on.
I'm here. Yes. There was a little over $1.2 million set aside for us. I guess we'll believe it when we see it, but I feel fairly confident that amount will be headed our way before the end of the year, probably.
And Justices, I didn't, when we did the budget for this year, we did not budget for that. It'll either show up in carryover and then maybe carryover, or we'll come in and do an amendment for the revenue coming in January, amendment for that appropriation being available. So we didn't, I may have put a little bit in there, I think maybe $800,000 up that show, because we didn't know how much for sure we were going to get. And sure didn't want to overshoot that.
So, Scott, if I could ask you a question. When we applied for this grant, or the CARES Act, that is based upon payroll from each department, correct? So each department has their payroll?
Justice Roland, I'm going to have to defer on that. I'm kind of on the outside looking in on this. The judge's office handled all that. That CARES Act application and all that stuff. I have heard from an outside source that there was different criteria than our normal distribution criteria that we usually get, you know, in our regular turn back to the state. The amount that we could apply for was less than what our pro rata would have been in normal general turn back. And it had something to do with jail population. You'll have to get somebody with a higher pay grade than me to explain all that to you, probably on the state level, about how that was decided, who got what. Let me defer that to the judge's office.
Okay. Well, I do have a question, and this might be for the Judge Baker or Tom Warren. You know, just with my experience in business, you know, I too could apply for the CARES Act, and I've read it in detail, you know, what's all involved. So I'm going to assume somewhat the county is under somewhat the same regulations as regular businesses are, because it's all one great program called the CARES Act. Anyway, so will you guys be giving us all the listed, because I'm under the impression that there are some restrictions, and I think it would only be fair for all justice to know, you know, exactly, you know, maybe a Q&A of, and I know we can find this for our businesses online, but maybe a Q&A from the CARES Act that will tell us and guide us in the future of the spending of this, of the CARES Act. And how it was actually based. That's just my recommendation, and you know, I hope that information will be provided fairly to each of us. Thank you.
Justice Roland, this is Tom Anderson.
Yes.
The state, as Scott said, developed a formula on how much each county would be allotted and not to exceed that amount. They also set up guidelines on what would be approved or what would qualify and what wouldn't, and we can provide you that list. We just went down that list with all the elected officials and asked them to gather up their expenditures that qualified under that list.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And Your Honor?
Yes.
Also, Justice Rowland, counties are under a significantly different portion of the CARES Act than private businesses operate under. This money is really being funneled or moved through the state of Arkansas. So the state of Arkansas received about $150 million and divided it equally between counties and cities. So counties had $75 million that got distributed, and of that $75 million, we were allotted about $1.2 million. But all that to say is it's a very different type program than what private employers would have had available to them through the CARES Act. So we don't quite have the same strings attached to the revenue that private businesses would have had.
Okay, and that's much to my point because I thought it might be somewhat different, but somewhat the same in some ways. But that's much to my point on why I would like for us to get some kind of Q&A from, you know, for the county side, you know, that comes from the state, you know, because we all know that there's going to be several different departments that are going to, you know, ask for different things and, you know, how we're going to spend it. We just need to use it wisely based upon issues that are unique to Faulkner County. So that's just my point. I just want us to make sure it's used wisely. Thank you.
Don, can I ask you a question? Because either I misunderstood or you said both two things there. You said first that it was not a part of the 2021 budget, and then you said second, if I understood you correct, that 800,000 of it, that you had allotted 800,000 for the 2021 budget. So which one is it?
Steve, I'm sorry, I probably misspoke there. And I don't have the budget right here in front of me. So I believe on a revised budget, I put $800,000 carryover in for 2021. Okay? That's all
carry
that we
over.
Yeah.
CARES Act.
No. I'm talking about carryover into the CARES Act, the 1005. CARES Act money is the only thing going into 1005.
So y'all did use part of this 1.2 that you think we're going to get for the 2021 budget thing?
No, sir. There's nothing appropriated in 1005.
Okay.
And Scott, we don't have any projected revenue in the CARES Act fund in the budget.
Tom, remind me here. Like I said, I don't have that in front of me. Give me a minute. I can look at the last version. But I believe the last version, we put that fund in there with a carryover amount of $800,000. Am I right or wrong?
What I'm looking at is there's zeros all the way across from estimated fund balance to projected revenue to total funds available.
Okay. Well, my apologies to the justices. We did not project any carryover money into 1005. I know we discussed it, but I guess we didn't put anything in there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Scott, you have other funds that you've established before. This says to establish a sub-fund. I feel like you've established other sub-funds before that did not require an ordinance. What, and this may not be a question for you, maybe a question for Mr. Murphy or Mr. Anderson, what's the difference here? Why do we need to pass an ordinance for you to just create 1005?
I just let you all say so. Philip or Scott Mondo.
Tyler, to answer your question, this really was something to help make things as clean as possible. It's not that we necessarily had to do it, but that it was a request for us to do it for legislative audit purposes. So it's one of those things that I think they just want everything to be as transparent as possible, and this is one of the ways to make it transparent.
Is this something that we'll need to do going forward for any sub-funds that are established in our budget stuff?
I don't think so, Tyler. I think this was just unique to the CARES Act money that the state is going to be given to the counties, and I think it was an effort for the state to easily account for where that money is going.
Okay. Thank you.
Tyler?
Yes.
I was under the understanding that any time that we put a new fund on the budget book, that was an ordinance creating that fund, because I had asked that question in previous years of previous county attorney, and that's kind of how it was settled, was, hey, we'll just, when we do the budget, we'll create it. If you need to create it in the middle of the year, you'll create it with an ordinance.
All right. Thank you.
This is Justice Kendrick. I've got a question. Are we doing this as an emergency ordinance because we've got to get this established immediately because we don't know when the funding is coming in? That was my understanding, but correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor.
Well, I think the issue on why it was listed as emergency ordinance is we suspect the funding is going to come in within the next 3 months. So if we don't pass this ordinance, then it creates a little bit of a problem as far as transferring that money and making sure everybody's happy with legislative audit. So the idea behind the emergency initially was we didn't know when we would receive the money. It looks like we're going to receive it by the end of this month, but at the time of the ordinance, we weren't sure if that was going to be December, January, or February. So that was the issue for the ordinance, or for the emergency portion of the ordinance.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions on 20-30? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Ordinance 20-30 does pass. Moving on to tab 5, proposed ordinance 20-31, county health care provider. What is your pleasure? I think it should be county jail health care provider. I may have misspoke there. County health care provider. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve proposed ordinance 20-31.
Second. Motion been made and second for approval of 20-31.
This is Justice Rowland. Could I ask the intent of this ordinance? I mean, what's changed? I don't recall ever passing this ordinance in the past. What has changed that's requiring us to develop an ordinance for this?
Justice
Rowland, Philip Murphy. Like the previous ordinance, this ordinance as well is one that was not drafted in-house, but one that came from the AAC. And you're right, we've never done an ordinance like this. However, the AAC also provides the insurance for our county, and that insurance includes the assistance for the medical provider to the jail. And so what happened was the AAC RMF, which is AAC's Risk Management Fund, asked all counties that are using it to basically, by ordinance, let them know who their county jail health care provider was. And they will not allow for coverage unless we pass an annual ordinance naming who the annual health care provider is for the jail. So that's what this ordinance is doing. It's basically just jumping through hoops for AAC and for our insurance provider so that our health care provider can continue to have the insurance coverage that he needs, because we have a number of litigation issues throughout the year. I would say most of the litigation litigation issues that are jail encounters are regarding healthcare in some way. So we want to make sure that our physician is covered. We want to make sure that Faulkner County is covered, and this is the best way to do it.
Okay. I mean, that's very understandable. I do have a question. Is our current healthcare provider, is he actually a county employee or a 1099 employee?
He would be a 1099 employee.
So can we legally cover a 1099 employee?
Absolutely.
Is that legal?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're still operating as an agent of the county, and especially in this purpose, I mean, it is helpful to him to be able to have that coverage as well.
So just devil's advocate here. So if we have any other 1099 employees out there, they're not covered unless we happen to pass some type of ordinance to cover them for whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's a complex issue in regards to what can be covered and what can't be covered. So I wouldn't go so far as to say that only an ordinance covers or doesn't cover. There's a lot of issues that go into it in regarding control, requirements on the job. It's a much more complex issue than just whether or not we pay using 1099 or not.
Okay. And lastly, is this an appointed position? Is this an applied for type position or what? I'm just curious.
It's an applied for position. So the sheriff has within his discretion the ability to hire professional services. And I believe Dr. Stewart has been the chosen physician for a number of years. I don't know how far that goes back. But if and when the sheriff decides he wants to change, he has the ability to terminate that contract and hire somebody else if he so desires.
Okay. Well, I've got. Okay. Thank you for that answer. You guys sent in an email the contract, which that's.
Wait just a minute, Rose.
That's not what we do.
Hold that question just a minute, Rose, and let him read the ordinance before we start putting all this input into it. Please hold that question. Okay.
All right. Proposed ordinance 20-31 be ordained by the former Port County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. An ordinance to be entitled an emergency ordinance creating the official position of county jail health care provider.
So, Your Honor, I've got a question.
Okay.
First off, I recognize the importance and the need for this. I'm not arguing that point. Just probably more a point of order than anything. So are we creating a new position here, Counselor, or are we officially recognizing a position that is already in place?
We are officially recognizing a position that's already in place.
So I'm going to make an observation just as a point of order. Probably would have been appropriate to run this through personnel.
I think honestly, probably not personnel, because this is not a new position. If anything, if not for the time limit, Courts and Public Safety would have been a better committee. We only received this ordinance just a few weeks ago, so before any committee could be submitted, that I believe Ms. Brandy McAllister from AAC is the one who is overseeing this program, and so she should suggested or requested that we approve, that we pass this ordinance. That's where that came from.
Okay, and then another question. So we have in this ordinance, and you mentioned earlier that I guess Dr. Stewart serves at the pleasure of the sheriff?
That's correct.
But by placing his name in this ordinance, should, for whatever reason, Dr. Stewart's services are no longer required, we'll have to pass another ordinance because his name is specifically mentioned in this ordinance. So the sheriff, in fact, does not have the freedom to appoint somebody else.
He doesn't have the freedom to appoint someone else. He has the freedom to terminate the contract.
Okay.
So he can still terminate the contract. I mean, that's an issue of contract, if you will. So if he wanted a month-to-month contract, he could sign a month-to-month. I think this particular contract, though, is an annual contract. So the idea is, hopefully, that this contract will extend for 12 months. After 12 months, if the sheriff wants to change, then on the next ordinance in 2021, he would then have to designate somebody else.
So is the purpose of this ordinance to formalize the position or to formalize Dr. Stewart in the position?
I would say it's to current Faulkner County jail health care provider.
Okay. So that answers that question. By formalizing Dr. Stewart then, I can see the reasoning for having his name in the ordinance. Otherwise, we could have the ordinance without his name, which would in turn free the sheriff up if we have a position. Because we have deputy positions without names, we don't have to pass an ordinance every time he hires a deputy.
Absolutely.
But in this case, should this position change to somebody else other than Dr. Stewart, we'll have to pass another ordinance.
That's correct. In regards to having the liability protection from the risk management fund. I mean, the sheriff could prompt to do it, but then there's a risky proposition that you're operating without the backing of the ADC risk management fund.
Okay, understood. Thank you, Counselor.
Judge? I heard somebody. Yes.
Is this a full-time or part-time position?
I'll have to let the sheriff answer that, but to my understanding is the physician is able to do other things on the side. So from that standpoint, it's not a full-time position.
Okay. I'm curious. I'm trying to rationalize the numbers.
Sheriff, you there, Sheriff?
I'm trying to understand the numbers here to understand if this is, because I have no idea how much we're paying this gentleman for.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear who's speaking.
Justice Houston is asking about whether or not I'll let him talk.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand if this is a full-time or part-time position. I'm being told that it is a contract, part-time position that's contract, basically, essentially. And I'm trying to rectify the numbers to understand, you know, from a work process, do we have enough business to keep this gentleman busy full-time, or is it part, you know, again, is it part-time?
If I may answer, this is Angie Woolley. Dr. Stewart has been our contracted doctor for the jail for quite some time. I know I have documentation at least dating back to 2009 where he was our doctor. I believe it was even before that, though. And he is contracted. He is neither full-time or part-time for our department. He does have his standard schedule. I do not have that exact schedule, but I do know that his doctor visits, I believe he does those within our jails on Thursdays, and he is needed, you know, he is here when needed, but he is on a contract basis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have a question.
Back to you now. Back to you.
Not the Angie.
Go right ahead, Justice.
So in the contract that was sent to us, I just noticed that there was an hourly pay for him and or for any health care provider, you know, whether it be him or somebody else in the future. Anyway, are we paying him hourly? Because in the past, we always paid him kind of a base rate. And has he agreed to continue at the base rate, or is he wanting to go hourly? What are we doing there? And the reason why I bring all this up is because I'm concerned about the budget. This wasn't discussed in our budget. If there's going to be changes, and if we go to an hourly rate, how is that going to affect the budget on the budget end?
Currently, his contract for 2020, he has paid $3,500 per month. It's a flat rate per month that he has paid. The contract has not been signed yet for 2021, and the sheriff may be able to speak more to that. I think he has more knowledge of that.
Like, I think, did you say $33,000 a month?
No, no, ma'am. $3,500
a month. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And when I've turned in the budget for 2021, his contract labor is paid out of County General Fund 1000, Department 0418 for County Jail. Line item 1004 for contract labor, and that contract labor is specifically for his contract. There is no other contract labor other than the jail doctor within that, and so I budget exactly $42,000 for the whole year for that whole contract, and that's what was turned in with our budget for 2021 and was pre-approved at least during committee meetings so far. But the sheriff may have more information also.
Yeah, Justice Shrellin, this is Sheriff Riles. I know that on the agreement for medical services, there was for the contract that we typically signed is 30, Angie, did you say it's 3,500 a month typically, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, or yes, sir. That's what it has been for a few years now, yes.
Yes, and so it's been that way since I've been here, and it was $3,500. He did ask for a $500 per month increase, which is a $6,000 annual increase. I did speak to Dr. Stewart earlier this evening, and he and I communicated, and he is down with COVID as well. He had acknowledged, I had informed him that this is the right, you know, this is not a good time for any kind of, any of that type of pay increase. However, he was in agreement with me on that, so he wants to continue on with the $3,500. However, if I know that we have something coming up, I don't want to jump ahead, but if the opportunity exists that that we have paid a 3% pay increase across the board, he would like to participate in that 3% pay increase. So, but as far as our contract and as it is written today, it will be for the $3,500 per month of services, which is a total, whatever that totals out per year.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. That explains a lot. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Still open.
Sheriff, this is Kendrick. I've got a question.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so have you ever bid these services out, or are you aware of them being bid out during your tenure? You said Dr. Stewart was in place when you arrived. So has these services ever been publicly bid?
We've never had any calls, just calls to look outside of what this doctor is particularly does for us. But I will tell you that what he does, I can only say through experience and knowledge that the doctors that will do what he does for what he gets paid within our jail are few and far between. That's my personal experience. Now, as far as bidding them out and putting it out there, we, to my knowledge, Angie, unless you have other knowledge, to my knowledge, since I've been here, we haven't had any reason to do that. His work has been acceptable, and so I don't know what if there are other doctors who would even be willing to do what it is he's doing, to be honest with you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Other discussion on this ordinance.
And I guess one more question for the counselor. This is Joseph Kendrick again. So this ordinance, if I'm understanding correctly, is just to approve Dr. Stewart in that position. There's no funding attached to this ordinance. The funding is actually being appropriated or has been requested in the budget, correct?
That's correct. This really is an ordinance to solidify the fact that Dr. Stewart is an independent contractor for Faulkner County.
Thank you.
I don't want to limit the discussion on it. Any other questions on this ordinance or discussion? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
Present.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Opposed ordinance 20-31 does pass. Before we move forward, I've known Dr. Stewart longer than anybody probably around here. He first bid the jail contract a dollar a head when he built it. That's the way he had operated. He was a former veterinarian. He went back to Dartmouth College and got his medical license. In my opinion, he has a practice here in Conway and also in Perry County. In my opinion, he's as qualified as we would get anywhere. But a former veterinarian fits pretty good in some of the places we ask him to go. So I just want to make that comment.
Judge Baker, this is
Justice Rowland, I concur with that. He was actually my mother-in-law's doctor, and he's a good dog.
He's top-notch, and we just need to make it formal and move forward, because we're not worried about him showing up when the sheriff calls him or whatever. He'll be there. Okay, turn with me to tab 6. It's proposed ordinance 20-32, 2021 annual budget. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move proposed ordinance 20-32 be considered by the court.
Second.
Tyler, you second? Okay.
I move.
Okay.
Your Honor, right. I move that we table this until a further meeting. I have not received the budget yet. There's no way I can vote on this.
Second.
Been an amendment to the motion for a... restate your amendment, Justice Good.
I move that we table this and have another meeting. I've not received the budget yet. There's no way I can vote on a budget that I haven't seen yet.
Let me ask a question. Ms. Margaret, have update status on the budget?
The budget was posted to the website and directed in the last email to get the budget from the website.
I didn't hear what she said.
The budget was posted to the website, and in the last email I sent out, I asked you, asked everyone to go to the website to get the budget with the additional documents.
I did not see that in the email. I apologize. I've not looked at the budget. I can't vote on this tonight.
All right. Motion has been made and second to table the budget. Floor is open for any discussion on
this. I didn't tonight. Get the second. I know I heard it, but I didn't know who made it.
Justice Knight.
Knight, okay.
Justice Knight, you did second.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I have
done. All right.
I must have missed Margaret's email on that as well.
Okay. Oh.
In light that two justices have not looked at the budget, I'm going to request that we postpone this meeting to discuss the budget later.
Well, that's what the motion is, Roland. I understand.
That's what the motion is.
Yeah, that's what the motion is on the floor, to table
okay.
Order.
We are going to get the vote on it then. Thank you.
Proposed ordinance 20-32, the amendment to the motion is to table. Am I correct in stating it just like that? Okay. Other discussion.
Do we have a return date on that, Judge?
I ain't got nothing. But we've got to get a budget approved. And other discussion?
I'd like a point of discussion, Judge Baker.
Yes.
Are there any other justices, maybe besides the two that haven't seen the budget? And maybe I should ask also, Justice Good, do you feel comfortable accessing the budget online and like you said, to review, to look at, and to approve later on?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the email right now.
Other comment?
Judge, I move that you put our hearing in recess for 10 minutes until the justices who have not seen the budget have time to do a quick review.
Hey, I'm good, but I'm not that good, Justice Speaker.
We've already got a motion on the table, correct? Or on the floor,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
This is Justice Pearson. When is this future meeting going to supposedly occur? Are we talking about another special meeting of the full quorum court?
The way I understand it, I don't know.
Then I have a question for the Secretary. Ms. Starter, how much does it cost every time the full quorum court has a meeting?
One moment. a minimum of $7,345.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to spend $7,000 because some folks couldn't read directions. I'm going to vote against it.
And your vote, Betty Boyd?
Margaret, I know there's a cap that we can receive. So are we at that cap yet?
Rosie, I actually looked at that, and I do believe y'all are well clear of the cap. I would have to confirm it for sure with the numbers, but I checked it for this meeting, and y'all were going to be under it with this meeting. And I don't think the next meeting would throw you over, but I would need to verify it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I personally feel that a budget is probably the most crucial meeting that the Quorum Court can have as a whole for the entire year. So I am fine with rescheduling this meeting.
All right. Part of the motion probably needs to be this amended motion to table it to set a date. Would that be part of the motion? In other words, yes. Do you want to do it tomorrow night? Do you want to do it?
Your Honor, I would make a motion that we amend Justice Good's motion to table this, if it passes, we reach schedule for Thursday.
For Thursday?
This Thursday, 2 days from now.
What time? 4 o'clock?
That suits me.
Okay. So there is proposed amendment to the amendment that we reschedule for this coming Thursday at 4 o'clock for the purpose.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded for the purpose of approving the budget.
I need to know who made the second, please.
That was Justice Kinder.
Can your motion be a substitute motion, or does it have to vote on the amendment?
Actually, by amending that, we have a motion on the floor that tables the
amendment. We got amendment to his motion.
We have a motion on the floor that tables the vote on the budget until Thursday. Was how that would work.
That's everybody all right with that? I mean, I'm little point of order on protocol. Yeah. I'm not a very good protocol officer. But. All right, you've heard the motion. Any discussion? Can everybody be here Thursday? Let's just ask that. Hearing nobody that can't be, so. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Barrett.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Cates.
Yes.
Good. Higgins.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pearson.
No.
Pickett.
No.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance.
I was on mute, Margaret. Yes.
Proposed ordinance 20-32 is tabled till Thursday evening at 4 o'clock for a special call for budget purpose only. Oh, got that. All right, moving on. Next item on the agenda that I show is discussion of COVID leave.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we approve ordinance 20-09 to be read by title only.
Second.
I think we already had 2009 on record, so the issue.
So I assume this is an amendment to 2009.
That's correct. 20-09 is our current coronavirus leave ordinance that we passed back in March. So that one's already on the book.
Okay. The concern that we have, in all fairness, is the ordinance that's on the books expires December 31st. of the COVID leave policy. I believe that with the current situation, this county being what it is, and I don't have the orders from it, and that's my fault. But asking for a 90-day extension of Ordinance 20-09 that we approved in March of this year. And the amendment addresses that of if we could extend it 90 days. And floor is open for discussion.
So, Your Honor, as I look at this, then in Section 3, the date that we have, the termination date, is December the 31st. Is that what needs to be amended to say March 31st?
Yes.
That we're looking at?
That's the way, Counselor, that's what I understand. That's where I think we need to go.
Justice Higgins, if you wanted to amend the ordinance to extend 90 days, I would recommend not only changing the date from December 31st, 2020 to March 31st, 2021, but also to delete the first sentence as well of the first point, I should say. The sentence that reads, during the state of public health emergency declared by the governor due to COVID, the following rules will be in place. I think the issue there being the governor's public emergency order ends December 31st as well, currently. My understanding is there is a request before the legislature to extend it, but we might want to amend our ordinance so that it does not necessarily run concurrently with the governor's order, if that makes sense.
Yes,
I've got a question.
Sure.
Could you prove, since we didn't have that ordinance sent out, and you're sitting here making more changes on the fly to an ordinance that was not sent out to us to review, could you not put the changes or the new proposed ordinance on the agenda for Thursday? That way we could actually read it and review the changes that you're asking for.
Yep.
Instead of doing all on the fly with something that we have not been sent and we're changing it as we go.
I'd be happy to.
We can, Justice. We can do that. Yes.
Why 90 days? Whatever, what I'm seeing and hearing, this thing's going to last longer than 90 days. Why are we only looking at 90?
My personal opinion, we can reevaluate in 90 days where we're at.
I can't hear, please.
We can reevaluate 90 days where we're at. In all fairness, we're coming up here against a deadline on the 31st. Have no problem in putting it on the agenda for Thursday whatsoever. But we've been reimbursed basically already for what we spent on COVID leave. You know, we have three elected officials at the present time that are out of their offices with the COVID, and numerous employees have been able to take advantage of it. And I just think we need to try to extend our ordinance is what the purpose of it was. And there's no problem with putting it on Thursday's agenda as a corrected deal.
Yeah, I think that would be good, because if what I'm understanding is correct, too, if there's potential the governor does not get his order renewed, what are the implications for Faulkner County if we did renew this? So not only I think it would be good to discuss the ordinance with the proposed changes, but that might be a point of discussion as well, the implications of that.
Justice Kendrick, what I'll do is I'll get with Justice Higgins to create a revised 20-09 or a proposed amendment, and we'll send that out to the entire forum court to discuss on Thursday.
We're going to take we're not going to vote on that. We're going to take it as a good suggestion if it's pleasing to everybody to consider. All right, let's move forward. Thank you. Next thing I have on the agenda is appointments. We've had two vacancies on two different boards. They were published, and we had one person apply on each board. And with the one, we had no more than one apply. That's who I've appointed to the Public Facilities Board is Greg Dale. And the Wastewater Lake Conway Wastewater Board is Carol Duval. It's on the applications. I need to put that to you for approval on those appointments.
I make a motion that we approve the recommendation.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve these appointments. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Announcements come before this time. Anybody have some announcements that they want to bring before the board? Floor is open for those.
Judge, this is Sheriff. I just want to say real quick, if I could, I know that we've got some elected officials and the folks that, if you're on here, you know who you are. If there's anything we can do for you guys at the Sheriff's Department in helping or assist you guys in any way, don't hesitate to give me a call. Let me know.
I know that you can't see what I'm going to hold up, but I'm going to hold it up anyway. Andy Shaw, can you read that?
Upside down.
That's just exactly where we've been this year. And folks, it's not getting a lot better. We've made good adjustments and all, but it's been new ground everywhere we've gone in the direction to try to keep government going. County government has been a challenge. I think we've done the best we know how. Maybe some's done better. And I think there's probably some failed to address as good as we did. But we don't know what the future's going to hold. But God bless Faulkner County.
Amen.
This meeting's adjourned, recessed till Thursday night. Is it adjourned or, let's see.
Yes.
The motion was adjourned.
Yeah, I motion.